Is there material scarcity in reality, or is it crafted by means of policy? This is critical for us to get clear on, because belief in scarcity prevents from the outset an openness even to the possibility of achieving consensus authority. Do we need a regulating force, i.e. the state, to work together? Do we need keepers? And if you think so, why? Crime? Violence? Bullyishness? Aren't they all an expression of the state's imposition of less and less, the scarcity mindset, as the broad condition for all of our lives? Because none of us have enough time, aka own our own lives. What's the goal? Jobs or leisure? What does your body say? Do we as a global society have the means to not just let our bodies speak, but be honored, attended to, followed? Do we want a society in which the wage, or the state is what I'm sure they're planning, you know, as we've been talking about, to replace the notion of the wage with service, because we got to save the planet? We don't need their help with that, because instantly, if we were all free, the planet would start healing. The class system, power, the few who want to be philosophers, statesmen, that they are the problem. We don't need their help. We need to be free. So do we want a society in which we are compelled to share our gifts, either by the wage or the state directly? Do we want a society premised on scarcity and obedience? Auschwitz shows us where that leads us. This is important to get clear on too, because the notion of attaching a value to life, our humanness, quantifying it with a measured remuneration, tied to the degree of our service to, complicity with the state, likewise sets us on the road to Auschwitz. And regardless of whether our particular regulating force, the state, employs us, are we willing to turn our backs on our brothers and sisters globally? We've been talking about this too. A lot of folks in this country are not pushing forward the conversation, what does hierarchy mean? You know, some folks on the left talk about core and periphery, even acknowledge that the cores are created as cores, reproduced as cores, and the so-called peripheries are created as peripheries, reproduced as peripheries. That's just hierarchy. That's what keeps us all jumping, because we don't want to be on the bottom. So the fact that we here in a more privileged spot, because you gotta have winners and losers for the whole ideology of class to have legitimacy. And then you develop some other legitimizing ideologies, like it's about merit, it's about training, it's about talent, it's about skill, it's about education. We are born powerful, and we all have unique gifts, which once power is off our back and we start sharing them, that will show that abundance means being free. And abundance then lets us develop that even further once we are allowed to create it. We're a creative species. We give our gifts freely. That's what we want to do. That's what our bodies want to do. So I want to emphasize that again. I don't want to lose track of that notion of, even if we, because we're intentionally privileged, are allowed to create seemingly self-determining villages. And this again goes back to why I want us to talk about de Tocqueville being used by power for help with this moment, because he is lauding the active civic involvement of the citizenry and attributing that to the fact that they could create their own village. So yeah, they gave tribute, they gave taxes to the state, but all of their creativeness, their gifts and skills, they could devote to creating their local village. Well, I think power is trying to go back to that for the United States, because obviously, if we start doing that globally, power's out the window. They're not going to allow that. Who's going to grow the food? Who's going to dig out the minerals? Who's going to, you know, load it on trucks and do all the grunt work? Because they want to control the so-called knowledge resources of the world, which means they have to control the so-called grunt work of the world. They deeply believe you can't have one without the other, and we have to start the conversation. Is that true? I hope we don't even have to have that conversation. We don't want to turn our backs on our brothers and sisters. As the nation state is an invention, can't we even more readily invent what our bodies want to do naturally? Once we start testing these unconscious assumptions that we're born into and get reinforced systematically throughout the course of our lives and across every aspect of our lives? As long as we, the people, are stuck simply surviving, and this is key, again pointing to the reality that we're living in a totalitarian system, because de Grazia pointed this out 50 years ago, that if we are stuck surviving, we cannot begin to grow our gifts. It's just obvious. And he said, why are we putting ourselves through this? There's abundance. Let's move on. And then, of course, his work never gets. I'm sure there was an initial positive review. This is their general MO. Give it a positive review so they can have plausible deniability that it was suppressed. See, we gave it a review. It wasn't ignored. It wasn't buried. And then you just turn your back on it. And the subsequent generations are born never hearing about it. That's what Bentham taught them to do. And it takes a lot of effort on our part to excavate and recover what we should have held close and treasured and shared and developed. And we're going to have to start doing that. And the internet allows us to now. As long as we, the people, are stuck simply surviving, we cannot truly become authors of our own lives or live in transparent interconnection, as is our birthright, globally. So the obvious question we must push forward on the left is, how could leisure for all happen? Because if it's possible, our responsibility to ourselves, to each other, and to life itself is to begin working to make it happen. And trust. That's a goal we can all find the energy for. So let's ensure that in the coming year we start having these necessary conversations. This is not just life-saving knowledge that we need to start sharing with each other, but humanity-saving knowledge. And while I'm on this subject, I'll go ahead and ask this of the universe. We have $30,000 left on our mortgage, T and I. So like everyone else, we're slaves to debt. But if there are folks who believe in this project, spreading this knowledge, we'll make our home a school for the nascents, assuming there's folks willing to work with us on it. It will need a lot of collaborative energy beyond money. We need to make the most of being in this core and not in the periphery. Our counterparts in Egypt are in prison right now. But if you can help, I'll match it with every cent I have and every fiber of my being.